Hello and welcome back to On the Daily. In this episode, we are in a D's tea time because we are going to talk about your ability to regulate your central nervous system. And if you, over the last few days, there was a full moon in Libra and an eclipse. And if in the last 4 or 5 days, maybe the last week, you have felt batshit crazy, like you want to burn everything down or full of anxiety and you can't figure out why, or maybe you've gone into like full panic and scarcity mode, then this episode is for you because you are not thinking about how you are connected to the electromagnetic pulse of the planets. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about regulating the central nervous system, and I'm also going to talk about your connection with the moon, your connection with other planets. So buckle up. It's a spicy one. Hey, friend. Welcome to On the Daily. I'm your host, Danielle McCleary, and I am a quantum business coach. I'm the host of this podcast. I'm a multi-six-figure entrepreneur, co-founder and president of HypeU Media, and CEO of Danielle on the Daily Coaching. What I'm really interested in is helping you live a life and have a business that is a full body yes. So through all of my education and all of my experience, I'm bringing you 2 episodes a week where I will guide you and give you the tools necessary to scale a massive, sustainable, and sexy business using your intuition, wealth energetics, and human design. What we can call it is business biohacking. So if you're down for that, then I say let's frickin' go. I'm so glad you're here. Before I jump in to this episode, I have to remind you of 2 things. Number one, Break the Matrix, my new course, which is going to deal with everything I'm about to tell you, is officially in pre-sale. There is a retreat attached to the end of this program that is optional. You do not need to do the retreat in order to do the program, but the retreat is almost sold out. So if you are wanting to get in on the retreat or you want an extended payment plan for cheaper monthly payments, then you have until April 1st or until the retreat sells out, which I believe the retreat will sell out first. Don't quote me on that, but that is just the feeling I have. So if this has been something you've been thinking about, now is the time to move. If you have any questions, you can slide into my DMs, but this course is my new 16-week immersion course that is going to deal with somatic practices and healing. It's going to deal with trauma work. It's going to deal with astrology and human design. You will walk away with a human design reader certification and an astrology reader certification. So that will be a thing. You will also learn somatic healing like breath work and EMT and tapping. And I'm going to teach a little bit of RRT, which is rapid resolution therapy. It's a somatic course mixed with astrology, human design, and numerology. So definitely click the link in our show notes if you want to learn more, or you can slide into my DMs on Instagram, Danielle_onthedaily. This Thursday, March 28th at noon Central, which is 1 p.m. Eastern, I am hosting a free masterclass. This masterclass is called Persona, and it's truly about how to use your astrology and your human design to not only create a personal brand that excites you and your audience, but it's also going to teach you how to manifest the reality that you desire on the outside by creating it on the inside first. So, astrology, human design, true manifestation. And I'm not talking manifestation in terms of like, I just want this and then bending the will of the universe. That is not how it works. And I'm going to teach you actually how it works, but I'm going to teach you how to create a personal brand around all of this that is not only exciting to you, but everybody else around you. So click the link in our show notes, or you can come to my Instagram, Danielle_onthedaily, and I can send you the link there. It is called Persona, and it is happening this Thursday, March 28th at 1 p.m. Eastern. And no, you do not have to participate live in order to get it, but you do have to register in order to get the recording. So even if you can't be on live, but you'd like to watch the replay, make sure you register for it. Let's get into this episode. You know, it's so funny because once I learned how to be a true, like once I really learned how to tap into cosmos, and once I really learned how to tap into like the frequency of the moon and the frequency of the planet, and once I learned my human design, and once I learned really about astrology, and I really learned how to regulate my central nervous system, right? I went to school for theater and dance, and part of that degree is like a somatic practitioner. So you really walk away with the skills to like do somatic healing. Things like breath work and yoga and movement and meditation, and even some things like tapping and, you know, like kinesiology, like muscle testing, you walk away with a lot of that. So I've really been certified in these things for a very long time, but I also have been practicing them for a very long time because I did grow up a professional dancer. So movement and truly embodying the change you want to see has always been a part of my life. But it's interesting because once I really built a business, I've now gotten to the point where I can predict exactly what's going to happen in my business, in other people's business, on social media. I'm like very witchy in this way where I can like actually predict what I'm going to see and what's going to happen. And I knew a week ago going into, I actually like had this conversation with my spirituality coach and I was like, just you watch. Everyone's going to start freaking out about wow. Everyone is going to start freaking out about money this week. Everyone is going to get really angry at each other this week. Everyone is going to have a moment this week. Just you wait. Sure enough, I received multiple messages from clients regarding money. I really supported my clients through a lot of money blocks this week. I also noticed and was able to support not just my clients, but like my friends and my family around like just like triggers that they were experiencing and anger that they were experiencing. But here's what I really want to say. If every 4 weeks you are wanting to burn your business down, or you're wanting to burn your life to the ground, or you're wanting to just like run away into a cave and never come back, or if every 4 weeks you have this like massive amount of anxiety, and if you're a woman, like maybe this is like before or after your period, sure. But if this is just like kind of a pattern for you that like once a month you're starting to like, you get really full of anxiety, you get really stressed, you start to stress out about how you're going to pay for things, you start to spiral downward, like no one's going to buy from me. What am I doing with my life? Everything sucks. Wah, 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 wah. I'm going to guess that you are not thinking about yourself as an electromagnetic being that has the power to change your lived reality. Okay. Because here is what happens. You are connected to the moon, whether you like it or not, whether you quote, believe in that or not, you are an electromagnetic being on this planet, meaning that you are very much affected by different forms of gravity, right? When the moon is full, it is brighter. It is giving the planet more electromagnetic frequency. You are going to be affected by that. It's science. Like this is not even, it's not even something that we can really be like up for debate anymore. Like this is very scientifically proven. And this is why, like when the tides are higher, like the fish act different. Like this is why there's a farmer's almanac, because of when we plant based on the moon and based on the seasons. Anyway, so if you are in this cycle, what you are caught in is a feast or famine cycle. And as much as consciously you don't want that to happen, your brain has gotten really used to it. And so if forever, maybe at one point you didn't feel safe, maybe at one point, like you really did have to be in feast or famine because maybe your family was low income or there was abuse happening or like some sort of trauma happened. And maybe it wasn't even like super catastrophic. Maybe it was just that your parents got a divorce when you were younger, like my parents. And it just kind of put you into this like eat or be eaten, kill or be killed, feast or famine, fight or flight energy, right? Your brain got really used to that. So what it does now as an adult is you're actually like programmed to react a certain way. And because you've never moved or learned to move that feeling from your brain to your body and actually learned to process emotions in your body, paid attention to where certain emotions hit you or the trigger points as to like, for example, I used to get really scared about money certain times of year, certain times of month. And I would feel that in my shoulders. I would feel that in my low back. I would feel that in my neck. And so if you've never learned somatic healing, if you've never learned to process emotions in your body or learned where certain emotions hit your body, it's going to be very hard for you to break this curse this cycle, because every time you feel panic, every time you feel fear, every time you feel scarcity, every time you worry about money, every time you do that thing that you always do, your brain is releasing a very powerful chemical cocktail into your bloodstream. And that is keeping your body, not your brain, your body physically addicted to the feeling that you are feeling, whether that be stress, anxiety, fear, chaos, whatever, fight or flight, feast or famine. Your body is physically addicted to it because it is receiving a chemical cocktail of adrenaline and cortisol and God knows what else every time you do feel that way. So even though consciously you're like, I don't want to feel this way anymore. Like I'm ready to break this cycle. That's great. But your body is really addicted to the feeling it has when you do feel that way. And I talk about this all the time, but this is how you know that you're ready for my program, Break the Matrix, right? So people ask me like, is Break the Matrix a business course? And like directly, no. Actually, of course it is, because your success in business is 100% affected by your ability to regulate your central nervous system. And if you are unable to do that because you're just stuck in this, like everything is happening to me. What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? And you're not paying attention to how your body reacts every time you feel this way. You're not actually taking the somatic steps to release it. It's going to stay a pattern and then you're not going to build a business. So Break the Matrix is 100% a business course in that way, because I'm going to teach you how to heal yourself in a physical way. I'm going to teach you how to take all of these reactions your brain has been programmed to make and take them out of your brain, process them through your body and move them along, right? Like, I love you. You know that. But if every 4 weeks you have a meltdown, like a six-year-old child who, you know, doesn't know how to regulate their emotions, sure, you're not just throwing yourself onto the floor of a grocery store and having a fit. But if you're checking social media 95 times to see why, if people are liking your stuff or if they're buying from you, or if you're complaining about not having enough money, but then you get paralyzed and you don't actually do anything about it, or if you're snapping at anybody who questions you, or if you're judging everybody around you when you actually possess the same traits, that's actually called the law of mirrors. It's a thing. But if you're doing these things, it's the adult version of throwing a fit and on the floor of the grocery store. In fact, actually learning how to process the emotions through your body probably would result in you like crying and screaming a little bit. And that would actually be more healthy for you than what you've been doing, which is bottling up all these emotions, assuming that nobody knows what you're going through, and then staying in this flight, freeze, panic, like feast or famine energy in your body. It's not healthy for you. And you're grown now and there are tools. And one of those tools is my program, Break the Matrix. It doesn't start till May. We're starting pre-sale now. We have such affordable payment plan options. Like, this course is going to teach you to do that. So if you have a business and you're like, I just can't figure out why I'm not successful. I just can't figure out how to make money. I just can't figure out how to, like, you know, not have stress all the time. I just can't figure out how to shut my brain off. Like, if you have a business and you cannot take your eyes away from it, like if you can't step away, if every second of every day your thoughts are consumed by your business, you have a central nervous system problem. And in that case, you need Break the Matrix. And before you tell me like, no, Danielle, I'm not trying to burn my life down because of the moon. I'm trying to burn my life down because of blank. Okay, sure. So if in the past week you have had any of the things I've talked about in this, if you've felt any of the ways I've talked about, then you can keep pretending that you're not an electromagnetic being that's affected by the moon and the planets and the water and all the things, but that's a lie. It's a lie, and it's a really, really, really good lie, because actually that's just another coping mechanism. It's a survival technique. It's the no one understands what I'm going through, and because of that, I am alone and my problems can't be solved. It keeps the wound open. And when the wound is open, your body still receives that chemical compound that it is addicted to. So the only way to cut it off is to heal that wound. It's a lie. It's the most perfect lie. And it's the way your ego has kept you, quote, safe for all this time. But if you really zoom out and you go, okay, at one time it was really safe for me to have this programming because it really did keep me safe. But now, is it actually keeping me safe and is it actually helpful? The answer is probably no, but you've been living this way for so long that your body is now programmed and addicted to feeling like this. You have to heal the wound. In Break the Matrix, I'm going to teach you how to heal the freaking wound. So to everybody who thought about like canceling contracts or leaving containers or not, you know, not continuing on with their business or leaving their relationship over the last few days, I need you to take a second. I need you to take 5 deep breaths. And I'm just going to give you a taste of this. There's something called a box breath. If you sit with yourself and you breathe in for 4 counts, you hold for 4 counts, you exhale for 4 counts, and you hold for 4 counts. So in, hold, exhale, hold, 4 to 8 counts each. You do that for 5 minutes. And while you're doing that, you're reminding yourself that you are safe to grow. You are safe to expand. I guarantee you will feel better. If you don't feel better, come and talk to me. But box breath, 5 minutes. Do it. See how you feel. And if you do feel better, that is just a taste of what you're going to be getting inside of Break the Matrix. That is why this program is a 16-week immersion program, because it's not enough to just think about the change that you want to make. It is not enough to just put it in your brain. You have to embody it. You have to move it through your entire system. And that is what I'm going to help you do over these next 16 weeks. Okay. Full moon in Libra is over. The energy is going to start to shift. You might start to come out of it today or tomorrow. Maybe not. But you are in an energetic new year. So just remember that, like, opportunity is there for you if you are willing to finally release the things that are no longer serving you, like your addiction, your physical addiction to fight or flight. I love you, and I'll be back on Friday with another episode. Bye.